this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
I want to just share with us a couple of scriptures, more than a couple, to be honest. But I won't be sharing a lot more than just reading a lot this morning, so we can see that it's really God's desire for us to go, but more than that, to first know Him. So I want to just start from one angle and just share with us. And if you have a roast in the oven, we will be here just a few minutes late this morning, but that's great. It's part of missions training, because church in the majority of the world, at least 4 hours long. Great, so let's just get the momentum and the stamina going to like receive and preach and worship all day long. Amen? Boom. So before I just start off again, go and register for missions. Each and every single one of you. And I always just give this tip. If you are sitting here, but God didn't send an angel to tell me, don't do matric rage. That's great. I highly doubt you will ever do that. Because in scriptures, He's already commanded us to go. It's not, hey, some of you are qualified. He's qualified all of us through His cross and the Holy Spirit. So I always say this, hey, Lord, I'm planning to go on missions. And I want to go to Myanmar, Lord. If you don't want me to go, stop me. I promise you, God stops you if it's not His will for you to go that time or to go to that place. But otherwise, just go. Do not wait for a visit from an angel to do it. If it happens, great. That'll be amazing. You can share with us, okay, about that. But otherwise, let's just be obedient to God's word, which is Him, and go to missions. So those are the three heading up. And this morning, I want to just reiterate myself. God has called us. We all are sitting here this morning. Yes, because you made the decision to come, but it's initially because God is drawing us. So God has called you. You are here this morning. You are here to hear these testimonies, to see where we are going, because God wants you to see and to know so that you can go. So God has called us, each and every single one of us sitting here this morning, primarily for three things God is calling us. And I want to share about these three things. And the first one I want to get to is to know Christ, to know Jesus. That is God's first call on our lives, is to know His Son and what He's done for us. And I want to read from three scriptures, Mark 3-4, verse 14. And He says, then He appointed 12, that's Jesus, that they might be with Him, that He might send them out to preach. So there's two parts there, so that they might be with Him, so that He can send them out. So there's a first call of God to be with Him. So that begs to ask the first question this morning. Are you with Jesus? Do you know Him? Are you for Him and what He stands for? Because as Jesus in His flesh approached people to say, hey, follow me, God has done exactly the same with all of us. And if he's never done it before, He's doing it now. He's saying, hey, follow me, to every single one of you this morning. As well, 1 Corinthians from chapter 1, verse 9 says, God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Into the fellowship of His Son. That's spending time with Him, to know Him. That's like small group, but just on a daily basis. Have fellowship with Jesus. Know Him. And also Matthew 4:19 says, then He said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So God is ordering this thing before us this morning, as he's done with the apostles in the flesh. He's saying, follow me. That's God's call for all of us primarily this morning, is to know Christ Jesus and to follow Him so that He can make us fishers of men. So God is calling us to Him, to know Him, to have fellowship with Him for a purpose, not just to enjoy that love and that relationship, but that to have that for a purpose. And that's to go. So we all get there. So that's the first part of it. And part of to know Jesus is God's call to become like Him. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Do you know Christ this morning, church? Are you following Him? And are you becoming like Him? That's God's first call for every single one of us sitting here. How well do you know Jesus? I think sometimes we believe that, yeah, but it must have been so easy for the early church or the apostles, because Christ was there in the flesh with him. And yes, I agree that it must have been so great, you know, to be with Jesus, see him in the flesh. But you know what? They, and understand me right this morning, they didn't have anything more special than what we can have today. And Jesus agreed with that. He says he's glad to go, because when he goes, he will send the Holy Spirit. That means we have Christ in all of us, with all of us. So we don't need to go as the apostles had to go to a specific house to meet with Jesus. He's right here with us. He's right there inside of you. His call is, do you know me? Do you follow me? So we cannot use that excuse. It must have been better for them. Yes, it must have been really cool. I agree. But we have more than that. We all have Jesus. There's a song, I can't remember, but it says, but Christ is closer than our breath. That sums it up so beautifully for me. He's right here. He's so for us, and he's calling us. Follow me, follow me. Have you responded, church? To follow Jesus as well is an all or nothing deal, unfortunately. I believe most of us have responded to the call, but we have followed our own path and own desires as well. Jesus says you need to what? Pick up your cross daily. Follow me. Cross is a symbol of death, right? So Jesus says you need to give me your life so that you can be alive in me. You need to die to be alive. You need to become less so that God can increase. Luke 9:23 says, and he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Also Matthew 16. Verse 25 says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Let's not be in a place this morning, church, to say, I just need to make things right myself, and then I can invite Christ. We'll never get to that point. To be ready, right? To clean yourself, to wash your clothes, to wash your face, to meet with Christ. That will never happen. The devil will make sure of that, I promise. If you want to save your life this morning, you will lose it. But let's give our lives this morning to Christ. If you've not done so this morning, today is the day of salvation. To know Christ, to follow him. Lose your life so that you can find it in Christ. And the call is as well to serve with others, with our lives. Mark 10, verse 42 to 45 says, but Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. Whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for so many. Do not think so highly of yourself. And I think you have arrived, and now people need to treat you a certain way. If we receive Christ, we need to become like him. And Christ was our servant leader. Even though he's our master, he became servant of all. I love using this example. Like, I believe many of us, and especially guys, we tend to struggle with this a bit more. We have that thing, the P word, that pride thing, right? Especially when we've attained something or certain status. We want to walk into a room and we want people to notice us. Say, hey, I'm Chris too. Give me this table. Yeah, my friends are coming. Like, serve me. Do this for me. Perhaps not in such a blatant way, but somewhere in our heart, that thing is there. For we want people, you know, to... We are worthy to receive these things. And I believe there's only one person who's ever been worthy to be treated that way that would have been Christ. You would agree? He's Lord of all, creator of the universe. But he walked into every single room, and he served every single person. Then he said, hey, listen, do you know who I am? No, he said, I know who you are. And he served them. So this morning, as God is calling us, I know he's stirring in some of your hearts. He wants to break that pride thing for you to think that you can save yourself. You cannot. For you to wash your own face to be ready for that, you will never be clean. Or for you to attain a certain status to be worthy. Because that's not what it's about. Give your life to Christ and serve all, because that is what he did. I mean, he's God becoming man.
and he died for all of us so that we can have that fellowship with him, to know him. Because as we know Christ, and even though the call is for us to give our lives and to pick up our cross daily to follow him, it's not supposed to be the struggling thing, because Christ promises in him we find our rest. Let's read that. It says in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light. I know that we sit, some of us here this morning, you are tired, you are hot for life, is beating you down, you are accusing God of a lot of things. But if we really give our lives and dedicate them to his, and we find a rest, there's a peace. God's yoke is easy and his burden is light. Yes, his promises, persecutions and hardships, all of that stuff. But even though we go through it, it does not affect us. Why? Because we are dead already. If you are struggling with this thing, Lord, am I going to have to die for you one day? Hello, you have supposed to have done that already. Cannot follow Christ, be alive in yourself. We find rest and peace in our Father, in our Christ. John 15 says, "I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire," speaking about hell, "and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciples." God is calling us to know Jesus, to become his disciples. Disciple is just a different word for follower, a student, an apprentice, someone to imitate someone else. Who are you imitating? Who are you following? Who is your idol? It's only one. It's only Christ. Christ is our reward, our dwelling with him. He blesses us. Mark 10:28 says, "I love all these scriptures. So just read with me and enjoy it. It's great." Then Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." So Peter is sort of like, "Hey God, like this is what we've done. We've left all. We've left everything behind and following you." And this is Christ's response. He's like saying, What do we get out of this? So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, there's no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." If you feel that sometimes God is calling you away from your friends, your earthly friends, to follow him, leave them. If your family is holding you back from following Christ, leave your family. If you are not comfortable with leaving them for the sake of Christ, we are not worthy of Christ. Do you understand this? I'm not saying this. Jesus said that. You need to let the dead bury the dead. Leave whoever's holding you back so that we can follow Christ. Friendship with this world is enmity towards God. It cannot be in both worlds. Just as the offering guys always say, we cannot follow Mammon and God. Who are we following? Because you can only follow one. All or nothing. Matthew 28:18-20 says, and we all know the scripture, that Christ speaks of the Great Commission. So God is calling each and every one of us here this morning. We're all in different phases of these three parts. Firstly, to know him. And there's a call for you this morning. If you do not know him or feel like you sort of need to recommit into following Christ, for you to do that this morning. Not later when you're alone or when no one can see you. This morning, right here, to know Christ. And then to be filled with him and to become like him. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit so we can become the likeness of him, to be glorified in Christ. Then for the ultimate purpose, to have Christ, to share him with the world. It's just as many of these teams have gone to go and share That's God's call for you as well. Where are you going? And whether you are in phase one or two of these three phases this morning, it applies to each and every one of you, because you can know Jesus for 2 minutes and you can share about it. I believe mostly when we just got saved, we are more effective in some cases to sharing the gospel with others, because it's so alive. It's like a passion burning inside of us. So where are you going in the rest of this year? Are you joining us in any one of these three teams? Or are you going back to your family to go and share there? Are you going back to your classes, to your workplace? Where is God leading you to go? And don't think that, again, that God has to appear to you or fasting for 40 days to find out. Just go. Because God has already commanded you to go. As you go, preach. Matthew 28, verse 18, the Great Commission says, Jesus came, spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So, church, go. Where? Everywhere. Do what? Preach and baptize. Make disciples of our Father. Go show and go live Christ, so that when people follow you, they are following Jesus. As Paul said, imitate me, so imitate Christ. You need to know Jesus, to become Jesus, to share Jesus. That is God's call for us this morning. Colossians 1:28 says, him we preach, speaking about Jesus, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. There's such a big need out there, even though the gospel is being spread through our church and through thousands of other churches out there. The gospel is spreading, but still there are thousands of tribes and millions of people who have not heard. Whose responsibility is it to share the gospel? It's ours, church. You're God's only plan, and will always be his only plan. He's coming, and people need to hear about him. There's one last piece of scripture I want to share. It won't be on the screen, unfortunately. But it's in Romans 10, from verse 14. It says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How then shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? It's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. You all have beautiful feet sitting here, because you all are preachers. You all are called to go. Don't need to be in the office of someone working at the church office to go and preach. That's crap. If you receive Christ, you need to share Christ, and we call that preaching. Go share what God has done in your life. Take the message, share what you've seen him done in your life, and share it. Share it wherever you're working, share it wherever you're going, wherever you're filling your car with petrol, wherever you go buy bread, share it. And go to the nations and share it there. Why? Because that is what Jesus has done and is expecting of us. Church, so where are you going next? But let's respond to that call this morning.
Speak, you give power to the weak, you raise dead men to their feet, you are strong, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming his glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria.